But we see you rather like our children. Although only we have half of your genes. Every son takes only half of the genes of its mother or of its father. That's why we consider you our children. Ah, it is true clear. And do all the races of this world descend from you?
Sure.
Then why is there so much difference between them? It is a question of superficial differences, children, color of the skin and things of style. It was producing because at first the human groups lived much separated and then there was contact with others, and with the passage of time the environmental conditions, the laws of the genetics were giving to people specific external and psychological domineering features. But deep inside, all the people of the earth have the same origin and they constitute the same human family. And why are you taller than us and shorter than the people of Ofa, who also descended from you? These differences the same way are of no importance. There is no relation between size and evolutionary level. If that was the case, then the dinosaurs would have been much intelligent, but it was not like that. These height differences also have to do with conditions of the environment. The Ofa energy favors more the growth of human species than that of this young planet. And the conditions in which you live favor less the growth than our own ones, since these bases constitute ecosystems different from yours. Also, here inside nobody competes with anybody, he said smiling. Rather, here it is a question of cooperating, not of competing, and that makes our life more livable than yours. Nobody here dies of cardiac infarctions, nobody is submitted to terrible pressures to survive. There is another thing that I do not understand, Vinca said. Go ahead. Why, instead of creating a new human species, did not you devote yourselves simply to reproduce between yourselves here in the Earth or in Kia? Was not it easier? Shiryuk smiled and said, a garden would turn out to be very monotonous if only it had flowers and plants of only one species.
Ah. Yes. Clear. Love is creative, it is fecund, it generates, perfects, embellishes and is shared with whomever it can. Also, it is pretty to have children, no? Ami added.
Ah. Skylight. We are very proud of our children, Shiryuk said, smiling tenderly.
What proud of us? Dot. But we are savages.
It is not so, child. Do not forget how much they have advanced since they were living in caverns. Remember the art, the scientific and technological knowledge. It is true that they do not pay big attention to the internal or spiritual thing yet, but another side is outstanding. They have ships exploring the solar system, they penetrate into genetic engineering. Remember how many spiritual people have produced this race,
so much self-sacrificing scientists, how much beauty has been created by so many artists, so many fighters for the good, for the freedom, for the peace. Do not forget everything what has improved your life. It is not yet perfect, details are missing and very important ones, but you are already ready to enter the Brotherhood.
We?
Dot. Potentially, I mean, although they cannot do it yet because you do not look at values that would allow them to be organized as you should to simply, that's why. Whatever is missing, you can learn it and put into practice very quickly. Your race is capable of big collective achievements towards the general well-being. There is a lot of goodwill in potency without being used. There is greatly anonymous heroism in so many persons, so much unselfish work, so much help to others. And so many people who would want to help but not know how to do it. And what is that which we lack then? The only thing that is jamming your global leap towards a superior existence level is that still there is not a change of point of view at a general level. The materialistic approach or the external which guides your civilization must be replaced with a perspective that points more towards the improvement of human interior. That one seemed very clear to me in that moment. It is right, Mr. Shiryuk, and why does not that take place yet? Because the rudder of the world is held by small groups that do not look at the well-being of the group but their own, and since they have a lot of power, they drag entire humanity towards the situations that they believe are convenient for them. They will be already getting the boomerang. Very angry, Vinca said. But the planetary needs and the general increase of conscience very quickly will change this circumstance, and it is there where your help is needed, so that the leap from one phase to another is realized as harmoniously as possible without big disasters provoked by the resistance to change, and that can be only achieved by an elevation higher than a general level of conscience, and that in turn is a product of love, of intelligence oriented towards love.
That's why nothing is more important than to help the growth of love in the earth. We said goodbye to Shyuk with many emotions, fondness and gratitude, and I am useful to send a grateful greeting from here to Shambhala. Then we returned to the ship and set off in the direction of my house of the beach. Vinku and I were going very impressed and thrilled for everything that we learned, and especially because now we knew that our worlds are not so bad after all, and also because that the big change is not too far away. But if we want, it can be something beautiful and not terrifying, always perfecting and working with it. 10. The little help. When we appeared at the house, Krato was receiving classes of yoga. I do not know how I am going to get out of this knot, Lily. My back is going to break for sure. Hey, they came. Ho ho ho. It is enough to see the little faces to know that they have obtained the authorization. True children? My grandmother said. Sure. Vinka will stay here forever. Do not say to me that Animal Gora gave you the permission. The rejuvenated Krato said to us. Yes, that is so, and also he is very satisfied. But it cannot be. That Terry has rigid ideas. What did you do, Ami? You hypnotized him. Are you mad? That was not done. Ah. Then he had been transformed into Swammer. Yes. This was what happened. True? We remained crazy. He had hit the nail. Ami looked at him very astonished. Yes, Krato, this was exactly what happened to him. How did you know it? Then he made himself important. Ah, not just this parapsychological child has powers. Seriously, Krato, how could you know it? Vinku asked with enormous eyes out of surprise. Very well, because I was a Terry, that's why I know that a Terry never changes his mind. Unless he transforms into a Swammer. Ho ho ho. Ami remained thoughtful. Do you know, boys? It seems to me that Krato is right. I do not know if Gora would have given the authorization if he had not begun to transform into Swammer. He transformed because I asked God through Saint Cyrilo that everything be solved, and God listened to me. Do you see? God exists, children, really exists. This is exactly what I was saying to Krato and to Pedro. And you are right, but this needs to be celebrated with a good glass of wiener. Do not even dream of it, Ethel Mountain Dweller. Taste rather, taster. I am a gentleman to drink a gourmet, and what did Gora and Klokka say about my paradise? For sure they must have decided to remain there forever. True, boys? I remain frozen again. Ami started laughing and simply said, you are right again, Krato. They are happy. Vinka was more and more perplexed. I am thinking that you really have powers, Krato. And you doubt it, perhaps? Dot ho ho ho. No, beautiful girl. Why should I to cheat you? It was simply logical. They did not have anywhere to go, and there was a hut with a farm for free to come and to live, filled with juice of mufflos and of garabalos also, a bargain. Ho ho ho. And how was the poor guy? Sniff. Trask. Happy also, Krato. Happy now, as has a dad and mum. Ah, traitor Bugo. Do you see? The Bugos are like the women, infidels. Ho ho ho. Truth is that I am very glad, boys. That relieves my old heart. I know that was earlier. Now I am rejuvenated thanks to the child of the planets. And did you bring me some Garabalilo? No, Krato. I prefer to see a happy Garabalilo fluttering towards the sky than torn to pieces in your pan. That I is. I believe that you are right, bionic child. I promise not to do something again so harmful. Are not you going to eat any more meat, Krato? I promise not to eat a Garabalilo again, ho ho ho. Certainly I'm anyways not going to find one here anywhere. How graceful. Ami said without laughing. Soon the white child took a determination. Let's begin to prepare some details related to your new life in this world. First, we are going to solve the problem of the appearance of this girl, something that we will do immediately. Let us go to the ship, Vinka. Vivera, she exclaimed happily. I will also come because I want to make sure that it. Not at all, you remain here, Pedro. I do not want to have an always unsatisfied advisor while I do my work. Walking. And also I need you in the ship, Krato. Let us go. But I am already beautiful child of the universes. I have to do another small change to you for this world. I am provided with very little time, so hurry up. They went away and I continued conversing with my grandmother. I do not know how we are going to explain to Victor when he appears here about Krato and Vinka, Grandma. We will not be able to tell him the truth. And I do not like lying, Pedrito. Also, they do not speak English. He will ask them from which country they are. They will say to him that they are of a certain country, and if it just happens that he knows some words of that language, it is true, and in front of him we will not be able to call them by their names because they are the same as in the books. You are right, Grandmother. They do not have documents either. How is Vinka going to study? How am I going to marry Krato? Dot, are you going to marry that old mountain dweller? Dot. She threw a very severe look at me. Ah. It is true, of course, you are very religious. Another problem is, what is Krato going to do? Dot, what kind of work? Very well, God will help us through Ami and Saint Cyril, though. In that moment we heard a powerful voice of man at the door of the garden who was entering home. Is there anybody here? The voice spoke English, and he was not alone, because we also heard a woman's voice. They are not going to believe when they see us. Who are they, Grandmother? I do not know. Do not recognize those voices. I hope that Ami does not appear in this very moment, because... Hello, Grandmother, we are back. Ami had just done his entry. I got anxious because I thought that he must have met the pair of strangers. But in that moment Krato also appeared. It is very entertaining to speak English. Ho ho ho. I must have become green with surprise, because Krato was speaking perfect English. Hello, my love, Pedrito, said a small glamorous girl of very black, slightly wavy hair and big and beautiful dark eyes. She was dressed in a beach outfit wrapping her beautiful body. Also, she spoke in my language. A second later I understood that it was Vinka. Her appearance was making her look very different, although very pretty. But her face was the same. Also, now she was the same height as mine. Ami clarified the situation before it gave us an infarction. The violet eyes and the pink hair could make Victor, so now it is a perfectly normal terrestrial girl. Also, I reduced a little her height. And now she can speak English in the ship. I have a device by means of which one can learn any language in seconds. Ho ho ho. This is splendid. In my head I have now the whole English grammar, all its vocabulary, 18,000 poems, 550 novels, a summary of the terrestrial history, a synthesis of all the knowledge of this humanity and the most important beginnings and universal secrets. This is fantastic. Ho ho ho. The pronunciation of Krato was almost perfect. And I also know the same. Vinka exclaimed happily. When I recovered from my surprise and understood the situation, I wanted to look at her ears immediately. She raised the hair. Normal, nice but normal ears. Anyway. You are very pretty, Vinka. You are something different on the outside now, but inside I feel exactly the same, and I do not have to raise my head to look at you. Then we took away the translator earphones. They were not needed anymore. Also, Ami fattened my legs. Yes, because they were weaker than it is normal here in the earth. I did not do it to please her vanity. Vanity, vanity, everything is a vanity, Vinka said. What are you saying, Vinka? Nothing. I remembered the Bible, a part of the Ecclesiastes. What is the Ecclesiastes about? I asked. A book of the Bible, she answered, laughing at my ignorance. Something began which I did not like. Krato was pleased and started reciting a poem, gesturing with arms like imitating an English actor but overacting in a comical form. There is a moment in the inner growth of every being when it understands that envy is ignorance, that imitation is suicide, that one must accept himself the same way for good or for evil which corresponds to him. Ho ho ho. Ralph Waldo Emerson, North American poet, born in Boston, Massachusetts in 1803. Ho ho ho. Vinka added, very satisfied, that although the wise universe is full of good, no harvest will be able to come to him but for his work cultivated in the portion of ground that has been given him to cultivate. She recited the continuation of the same poem, demonstrating that she also knew now the same as Krato. Then I understood with anxiety that from now on there was an enormous cultural breach between her and I protested, Ah no. Now she has turned into the smart one. I am going to be an ignoramus beside her. This is too unjust a me. Nobody paid me attention. Do you like my new little legs, Pedro? She asked me, coyly lifting up a little the short beach skirt that she was wearing. Hum. I said annoyingly, and I went away to the garden. In fact, the change of her appearance was not bothering me, on the contrary, but the fact of that she knew so many things and I did not. Amy followed me. You are right on being annoyed, Pedro. Thank you very much for the favor. He started laughing and kept on speaking. It is not suitable that a couple has cultural or spiritual levels too different, because that harms very much the communication and the sense of being a couple, and couple means pareja, not de pareja. Translator's note, in Spanish word for couple is pareja. That's why you are also going to come into the ship in this moment, and also your grandmother. I am going to give them the same one's knowledge that Crato and Vinca have. I felt seeing the luminous life again. Seriously? Of course, yes. Let us go, accompany me. Lily, come for a moment, please. She came, and Amy explained the situation to her. She was not interested in very much the matter, but accompanied us. Once in the ship, Amy extracted a kind of helmet from a compartment, adapted it to my head's form and put it on me, then entered something in a keyboard. I began to feel a big activity in my brain and rather agreeable sensations. Seconds later, Amy said that the process had ended and withdrew the helmet from me. Later he did the same to my grandmother. But I did not feel different, I said. Nothing has happened to me, I feel the same as before. Is that so? Say to me, what is the telephone number of Robert Johnson of the city of Washington? Very well, there are many Robert Johnsons, you should give me also the address. What? How could I possibly know that? Dot, but I know it. I now have in my memory all the phone numbers of the world. And the addresses of all the pages that exist in internet, my grandmother added happily. Seriously, grandma? Of course. Amy asked her, tell me the address of the web page of the electronic zoo. Certainly, http://netfit.wassel.edu/ezoo.htm, she said without at least having to think it, and I knew that this was the correct site. Later Amy asked us about a series of dates of battles, discoveries, births of important persons, the parts of the atom, the content of famous novels, the thickness of our planet and its weight, the essentials of the universal life, certain very useful secrets, etc. And my grandmother knew everything, everything. I felt immensely happy, especially when I discovered that from now on I was not going to need more help of my cousin Victor to write my books, because now I had turned into an expert of grammar. Very well, perhaps not an ace, but yes, into a K or a Q, but not less than that. Crato was enthusiastic to be on the internet in my computer. Vinca had gone to know the center of the village. And ex-mountain dweller said that my soulmate wanted to go look something of my world with her new appearance and with her mastery of English. How could you get into internet, Crato? I did not give you my password. Which one, love to Vinca? Ah, how original. I know an ingenious trick that allows me to know the password of any computer system, Pedro. This time he pronounced my name correct way. I blushed a little, I do not know if out of anger or shyness for his interference in my things, but when I saw that he was leafing through web pages of the Bag of New Cork, curiosity took over and I asked him, what are you doing at the Bag of New Cork, Crato? I am buying Colombian coffee because now it is cheap, but next week torrential rains will do ravages in the plantations of Colombia, and then the price it will rise to the clouds. Ho ho ho. Again it was making me remain perplexed. And how do you know that there are going to be big rains in Colombia? Thanks to my vast knowledge on meteorology. Ho ho ho. In this moment I thought about the matter, and somehow I understood that what he was saying was true, that the conditions were towards strong storms in Colombia in 1 week. It was made clear to me as well, thanks to the enormous quantity of information about this world that Amy had provided to us, our brains could deduce perfectly the climatic conditions of a future not much distant. And the most affected areas will be exactly those where coffee plantations are sowed, my grandmother said. She also was knowing about it. I believe that we have solved definitely our economic problems, grandma. But you have no documents. Do not have legal name in this world, Krato. Neither do you have money. How can you be operating in the bag?
I do not have anything of that but you, yes. I am operating with your funds and with your name. Now I am responsible for your things because you are underage, just as Gora was responsible for Vinca. No, Ami?
You are right, Krato. From the point of view of the galactic authorities, you have a reason. But I have no money, have no funds.
Yes, you have them. With a number 432,837-1 at the National Bank. Did not you know it?
Not at all.
I believe that you are mistaken, Krato. You are wrong, Pedro. Thanks to my system, I could enter into the tax service of this country. There I concentrated on the list of bank. I looked for you for your surname and there you were. This way I found out about the information of your account. And later I joined your bank account to the internet, already you know how, and in this moment I am doing a transfer of funds towards New Cork.
My grandmother intervened. Krato tells the truth, Pedrito. Victor opened an account for you where he deposits 10% of what he gains with your books.
Well, according to accounts that only he knows. But I did not know anything.
Certainly we did not say to you so that you should not get enthusiastic with the money and make yourself crazy knowing your mania for the video games. But now you must have piled up sufficient money to buy a house and a car.
Nothing luxurious, of course, said Krato, but this money will be invested in coffee and next week will cost the double.
Ho ho ho. Ami did not seem so satisfied.
This is to speculate, Krato. The money of Pedrito is clean. It came in exchange for a good gift to many persons, but the one that comes from the speculation is not a money well earned. It has not produced anything, has not generated anything. It is a theft to the community. And already you know about the law of cause and effect, the law of the boomerang. But this is something perfectly legal, child of the asteroids. Legal in front of the earthly laws, in accordance with systems of exchange of resources, that they are not just but not in front of the universe, and less with the pitfall which says that you know more than the others. So it is better that you undo this operation, Krato.
Hum. The small sidereal killjoy came just before I was clicking the accept button. It is okay, is okay. I put the cursor on cancel and annul the operation then. Click. Vinca was coming.
This is wonderful. I feel as if I am another person, she said, and came to embrace me.
Again we entered this timeless dimension.
Ahem. Oh, pardon. I have left a little time, grandmother. I could not understand how Krato had managed to do so many things so quickly in less than 1 hour, and I asked him about it.
What do I know? I know everything, the telephone numbers, the systems by means of which the things are organized in this world. I am a champion in computer science. I do not have anything to ask nobody, and if I need to know something, I know perfectly where to get the information from.
Easy. I believe that I am going to like to live very much in this world.
The commerce, is it a sin, Ami?
It depends with what you trade. If you do it with anything that hurts the people, yes, it is a violation of the law of love. But if you put good things in a place where earlier they were not, and if there are other people who need these things and you do not speculate with the price, then you do good, and it does not carry anything bad, in accordance with boomerang.
Can I obtain good things, Ami?
Yes, the profit that is obtained, but that is all.
Magnificent then, because I found out that in Bordeaux they are offering a type of wiener of high quality wine in accordance with the international classification, a bargain price, and I found out already that an importer in Australia is interested in a wine of these characteristics. The business is not so juicy as that of the coffee, but I can increase our capital by 7.5% in only one operation.
Ho ho ho. We are going to amuse ourselves and gain a lot of money, boys. I take charge.
It will be all right, said Ami, smiling, and very quickly he will remember that he was born for something more than profit, and then between you four will be able to do most useful things for the evolution of this world, thanks to the enormous wealth of knowledge that now you possess.
It was useful for me to see all this, and I recited the remaining poem of Emerson. The power that resides in every being is new in nature, and nobody but he knows what it is he can do, but he will not know it until it has tried it.
My grandmother was very satisfied.
Then the only thing left is that Vinca and Krato have a new identity.
I will also go and contact the people of the Brotherhood that work in registry office of the country. I will provide their fingerprints and their photos to them so that in a few days their documents will come to them by mail. How do they want to be called from now on?
James Bond.
Very Arden Kratto said. Do not be ridiculous. Look for something that seems of Eastern Europe because you have one small accent that might look like a native of that region. Kratto looked for something in the marvelous file of his memory, found it and said, then my name will be Petre Popescu. I come from Romania, from Bucharest. And I am a fan of the Rapid of Bucharest. Ho ho ho. We all laughed and Amy thought that Kratto had chosen a good name. Try to learn a little more of Romanian because of the doubts. And my name will be Nadia Popescu and I am the daughter of Petre Popescu. Do you like it, Amy?
Perfect, Nadia. But my friends call me Nady. She said flirtatiously and we started laughing. Everything was solved, but suddenly my grandmother remembered the college.
Amy, in the college these children are going to get bored like an oyster because they already know everything that they are going to teach them, the dot and a million things more. It is true. The teachers are going to seem very ignorant to me.
Amy agreed, yes, it would be a foolery to send them to the school when they are already like other children, but they can give private examinations and this way they will have a lot of time to write their books and to do other important things for the evolution of this world.
Great. Not anyone who is liberated from the school so easily and less so without drama, without it being called a misfortune, irresponsibility, idleness or shame. Very well, neither anyone travels to other worlds and neither anyone who does not find his soulmate is lucky to be provided with a friend like mine. The night came and also the moment to say goodbye. All our eyes were wet with the thought of bidding farewell to Amy.
Not. You cannot.
Sniff. Remain with us, Amy. I asked him very sadly. He looked at us with great fondness, approached, embraced us and said, this rawness will change with time, but if you look inside of you, you will see that there I am. I am always there. As we kept on looking at him with sorrow, he exclaimed, cheer up your spirit. In less than 1 year one will come to look what you have been writing, Vinka, and I will lead you for a trip to Kia. That encouraged our hearts. A little later we could see how the ship was moving away and away. It was not going high but towards the horizon, transforming into a point of less light every time. The emotion provoked a knot in our throats, but on the other hand we were much content because for us four began a life full of promises of happiness. The night sky sewed with stars was completely clear. Then, I saw a line of pink light that was rising from the horizon towards the heights. From there arose a bunch of hearts of colors like fireworks that went away, softening slowly. Before we became melancholic, Kratto exclaimed, Gwak! What is happening?
I already know why I was born. I already know what I have to do, what we have to do to say it better.
Petre Popescu was euphoric of happiness. We perforate him with our eyes. We are going to prepare a project to help establish the basis of the future Pacific planetary coexistence, in accordance with the universal laws. When it is ready, we will present before the United Nations. Then he started laughing and added, and they will look at us like mentally disturbed madmen.
Ho ho ho.
But we will fight, true?
True.
We chorused with big conviction. Then my grandmother said, and later we will prepare another project to help that which pays more attention to the inner, to the interior growth of the persons and therefore of the humanity. We all laughed, knowing that in this world these things are seen like big frenzies, but we also knew that we were touching the main need for this one world. And further on we will present something else to facilitate a future meeting between spatial civilizations, very ardent Vinka showed, and we all laughed again on having imagined the faces of the officials of the United Nations when they would listen to us speak about this project. And finally one not so delirious I said, we will make a plan to encourage agriculture in places not much occupied all over the world, in this way finish the famine and undernourishment definitely. Because here there is no overpopulation, we are 5 or 6 billion, but if the grounds that are not cultivated they would produce, as it might happen with the current technology, happy and chubby 80,000 millions will fit here.
It is true,
exclaimed the three on having found the information in their memory. Very well, boys. The feet in the ground.